Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Dragon's Doom by Ed Greenwood. Yet folk who know Aglaerta of old will know already what befell next. For the people were unhappy. The barons were no better than they had ever been. Sly tongues of evil were busy in the land. Fell magic had corrupted those who sought and wielded it, without ever weakening their eager hands. This could be almost any year in Aglaerta, so be thankful for the bards and heralds who look upon this vale that is so fair and yet so seemingly God's cursed, for they at least help us keep our disasters straight. From A Year Scroll of Aglaerta by Yalrek Halanthan, Scribe of Silptar. Prologue. A hard, sudden rain was lashing the rooftops of Silptar as the evening came down, driven ashore by a home-harbour wind. The storm rattle on the slates and tiles of hundreds of roofs quite drowned out the customary chimney size for which the sighing gargoyle was named. Fleros del Camper could barely hear his own harp notes, but, newly esteemed bard to the court of Flowfoam or not, this was his first paying engagement in the city of river and sea, and he sang on with determination. Yet even he knew, as he lifted his voice in the refrain of his newest ballad about the Lady of Jewels and the fall of the serpent, that he might just as well have saved his breath. Not a man-jack was listening. Every patron of the gargoyle was bent forward over the table that held his tankard, listening or talking intently. The mutter of voices held no note of happiness.